Good morning and welcome to this week's The New P&L to the Point. I'm Paul, host of The New P&L, and I'm very grateful you've taken the time to join us today. We're quickly heading towards the end of what has been a very tough year for many in business. Lots of leaders I regularly speak to and in the work I do here with the podcast, and also through my executive coaching, and just the general conversations when out there networking. It's clear it's been hard for many leaders, with so many competing demands on both their leadership and their business's commercial resources. And what I've seen as a result of this, and this is a positive for sure, is that many leaders are turning to each other for support and for conversations based on a collective understanding of how difficult the year has been for so many of us in business. And in a roundabout way, this is exactly what I want to talk to you about today. So this week's The New P&L to the Point topic is empathy earned or given? And I'll start by setting some context to this, some background to my decision to go with this as a basis for our conversation today. I was recently introduced to someone who heads up a very respected global consultancy, working with the leadership of some of the world's biggest brands. And I've had some fantastic informal conversations with him over the last month, discussing our views on the big challenges we believe leaders are facing over the next decade. And as an aside, these conversations have been truly enlightening for me, an opportunity to really exercise and stretch my thinking around a whole range of concepts and themes related to leadership. And I've been hugely grateful for the time we've had together over the last few weeks. But in the course of these conversations, the concept of empathetic leadership came up, and it really got me thinking about the premise that sits underneath this concept, the belief that leaders, or any of us in the context of this conversation, can actively give or offer empathy. And it's this that I want to discuss today. So let's define empathy for a start so we're all clear on its definition. The definition of empathy sits around the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. So to set the foundation for the conversation today, this is what I want to put forward for consideration, and the potential issue that I have at a theoretical level with the concept of empathetic leadership as a result. Because what came from the discussions that I cited a moment ago, those that I've had with my friend over the last few weeks, is that too often I think the concept of empathetic leadership rests on the assumption that it is the leader who determines if they themselves have an empathetic style of leadership. And I'm sure we can all think of people in our professional and personal lives who refer to themselves as empaths or empathetic leaders. And I've come to the conclusion that this might be problematic on two levels. The first level is that the title becomes the focus, that we all want to be called the empathetic leader because it potentially reflects well on our character. So it becomes ego-driven. And too often, as a result, the requisite work is not put in to demonstrate empathetic leadership on a consistent basis. Or worse, it comes from the wrong place, wanting more people to call you an empathetic leader rather than you having a genuine desire to try and become more empathetic. And this is related to the second and more important point in my view. And that is, how can we even self-identify as an empathetic leader? If the basis for empathy is sharing the feelings of others, how can we say or proactively determine ourselves that we automatically have empathy for others, when the majority of the time, the life experiences, the cultural experiences, gender experiences, and a complex combination of all of these that underpin the feelings and reactions of someone in a given moment are so unique and exclusive to every individual? How can they be shared? Now, there are clearly some areas where some individuals can get closer to others in terms of shared feelings, those from similar communities or cultures who share some experiences. But there are also multiple divergences within those groups or communities based on a multiplicity of other characteristics and experiences. I'm just not sure or convinced that we can give empathy, because how do we determine the empathy to give? There are too many variables. And I also think that there's a little bit of arrogance in thinking that we can. That we can just switch on and share the feelings of someone else whose feelings in that moment are the combination of a lifetime of experiences up to that point. So where does that leave us when it comes to empathy and leadership? In my view, it is here. We all do have the ability to show compassion. We can all put the work in to try and understand what another person might be experiencing, or at least some of what they might be experiencing in a given moment. And we should all be more consistent in our curiosity to want to explore, learn, and expand our knowledge, the basis for that increased understanding. And if we do all of this consistently over time, then my argument is we may just earn the right to be determined empathetic by those around us. In other words, the work we put in is then in turn rewarded by others recognizing that we are an empathetic leader, that the result of our compassion, desire for understanding, and curiosity is that we earn the recognition of being that empathetic leader. I'm guessing for some listeners, it might feel a little bit like I'm splitting hairs or playing with language and semantics, but in a leadership context, I don't think it is. Because there is just so much weight given today in business to the concept of empathetic leadership. I do think it is all of our responsibility to question the foundations upon which these weighty concepts are built. And I should say at this point, or maybe I should have said at the beginning, but I should say at this point that I haven't read all of the literature on empathetic leadership. There's way too much of it. I haven't considered all of the frameworks or the psychology behind it and so on. So the essence of my question today is maybe naive, but sometimes the basic questions need to be asked in the context of leadership. And this is the question I've asked today. Is empathy earned or given? So as we come to the end of the episode of the new P&L to the point today, my question to listeners is this. Do you consider yourself, or have you ever considered yourself, to be an empathetic leader? I'm pretty sure the answer is yes, because we all have. I consider myself to be one, but that's because it's the default terminology used for anyone who feels that they have compassion and understanding at some level for others. So with that in mind, how would your thinking and your approach to empathizing with others change if you started from a position of believing that your empathy had to be earned, that it was assigned to you as a result of the extent of your compassion to others and your willingness to understand and learn from others, rather than you giving or offering that empathy? I clearly don't have the answers for everyone. That is to be determined by you individually. But here is what I think in terms of reframing my own approach in answer to that question. I think there would be very little room for complacency when it came to compassion, when it came to that desire to understand and remain curious, because every single encounter, each encounter, would be judged on its own merits, with the power to determine my empathy resting with the other person and not as a result of a blanket judgment made by me at some point in the past that I was an empathetic leader. And if all this makes me more conscious, more consistent, and more curious about the way I engage, think, and act as a leader and as a person, surely this cannot be a bad place to start. I'd love to know what you think. So thank you once again for listening to the new P&L to the point today. I encourage you to just have a think about empathetic leadership in your own life, in your own world, and the way you approach it and the assumptions you make. And maybe just start to reframe the assumptions you make, like we all do, like I have, the assumptions you make and the actions you take on the basis of those assumptions. So finally, I'm Paul, host of the new P&L. Thank you once again for listening and have a great day.